Voice News, your global link.
Church leaders urge to provide guidance to voters. Prisca calls for intensified voter education in prisons ahead of 2026 polls. And Kenya Central Bank warns that banknote bouquets could land people in jail. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Opposition United Front for a Strong Foundation leader Chisenga Lumbwe has urged the church not to shy away from advising its congregants to vote for responsible leaders in the upcoming August general elections. Mr. Lumbwe was reacting to a recent pastoral letter from the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, ZCCB, in which the bishops cautioned priests against using church pulpits to spread political messages ahead of the elections. But speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Lumbwe said that the pastoral guidance by the bishops confirms that poor governance and the failures being experienced in the country cannot be separated from the role of church leaders in shaping values within society. He urged the church to provide guidance to its congregants and to champion responsible leadership through all available platforms. The people who must understand the complexities of politics of the church because they possess knowledge and influence and should therefore guide the people accordingly, said Mr. Lumbwe. He has further called on the church to play an instrumental role in ensuring that voters elect responsible and accountable leaders.
And where in a political environment the political discourse is not issue-based? If it's not issue-based, then what that tells you is that the average voter will revert to their ethnic belonging, and therefore the election itself turns into an ethnic competition because they are not issue-based. People will fall back to their own ethnic grouping for security. So when you talk about uniting the opposition, you are uniting ethnic groups. That's all you're doing. What Zambia is looking for is an emergence of a new type of political leader.
BioZ founder and chief executive officer Evans Ngoma has welcomed the decision by some manufacturers to reduce prices of commodities. Mr. Ngoma says the move taken by the manufacturers to reduce the prices of commodities such as bread, meat and mealie-meal is commendable. In an interview with Zanius in Lusaka, Mr. Ngoma expressed optimism that the development will enable consumers to benefit from the economic gains achieved by government. He further noted that many consumers will be relieved from the pressure of high prices of goods and services. The BioZ chief executive officer has since implored other manufacturers who are yet to reduce their prices that they should follow suit. Mr. Ngoma has also encouraged the government to continue implementing measures that will further create a conducive environment for the manufacturing sector to produce goods and services at a lower cost. He has further encouraged the public to support local manufacturing firms by purchasing locally produced goods and services, saying it is key in growing the local economy. Prisons Care and Counseling Association Prisca Executive Director Godfrey Malembeka has called on government to intensify voter education in correctional facilities ahead of the 2026 general elections, saying incarcerated persons are also key participants in the country's democracy. Mr. Malembeka says inmates must be adequately informed about the electoral process and the importance of choosing leaders of their choice. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Malembeka noted that despite being incarcerated, eligible inmates retain their democratic rights and should not be left out of national civic processes. There is need for voter education sensitization so that those that are eligible to vote can do so based on informed decisions, said Mr. Malembeka. He said enhanced voter education would help ensure informed participation and strengthen democratic inclusions. He further revealed that Prisca is engaging potential corporate partners to work with government, the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ, and other stakeholders to deliver comprehensive voter education programs in prisons.
I would like the Zambian government, the cooperating partners, to think of incarcerated people, because now they are voters. They are participants in our democracy. We need to start the voter education.
The Tobacco Control Consortium of Zambia has urged all members of parliament to place the health and well-being of Zambians above all other interests by supporting the passage of the Tobacco Control Bill, which is expected to come up for debate in parliament this week. Tobacco use remains one of the leading causes of preventable illnesses and deaths in Zambia, claiming more than 7,000 lives annually and placing a heavy burden on families, communities, and the country's health system. The proposed bill seeks to protect citizens, particularly children and non-smokers, from tobacco-related health risks, align Zambia's laws with the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, restrict tobacco advertising and access, regulate smoking in public places, promote public education and cessation support, and reduce the long-term health and economic costs associated with tobacco use. Consortium Chairperson Mulobo Kapiri says the absence of a comprehensive tobacco control legislation has left Zambia vulnerable to rise in tobacco-related harm and persistent interference by the tobacco industry in public policy. This marks a critical milestone for public health in Zambia, coming 18 years after the country ratified the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control in 2008, said Mr. Piri in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Piri further called on the general public, civil society organizations, health professionals, faith-based institutions, and the media to actively engage in the legislative process, support the bill, and hold decision-makers accountable.
We commend the government through its line ministries for taking this important step of taking the Tobacco Control Bill to Parliament, as this will give opportunity to the Zambian people to add a voice on this pressing issue. As a consortium, we would like to urge honourable members of Parliament across all political parties to place the health and well-being of Zambians above all other interests by supporting the passage of this bill. This legislation is essential to protecting current and future generations from the devastating health, social, and economic consequences of tobacco use.
In Africa news, Kenya's central bank has warned people against using banknotes to make floral-like bouquets and decorations, which has become a trend in the East African nation. They are often ordered in the run-up to Valentine's Day and have been polarized by celebrities and online influencers who share videos of themselves presenting such bouquets during celebrations. To make the cash bouquets, notes of different colors and value are rolled and then fastened together in a style that makes them look like a bunch of flowers. But the Central Bank of Kenya says the creators are defacing the Kenyan currency and could face 7 years in jail if arrested. Coming up shortly, Iran's president says it will negotiate with the United States. This and more, stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, the person may pass on the HIV to people he or she has sex with.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian says Iran will pursue negotiations with the United States after requests from friendly governments in the region to respond to U.S. proposal for talks. In a statement on X, Pezeshkian said he had told Iran's Minister of Foreign Affairs to pursue talks provided that a suitable environment exists, one free from threats and unreasonable expectations. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to intervene in Iran over its nuclear ambitions and deadly crackdown on protesters, building up forces nearby.